Lawlessness and chaos is gripping Haiti's capital, where President Jean-Bertrand Aristide is facing increasing pressure to resign. Diehard backers of the embattled leader are terrorizing people they suspect of non-allegiance to Mr. Aristide, including a flood of foreigners desperate to leave the country. The streets of Port-au-Prince have gone from dicey to treacherous. Normally clogged with all manner of vehicles, the roads are now the domain of the brave or the foolhardy. Many streets are littered with burned-out cars, concrete blocks, and old tires, put there as barricades by President Aristide's most ardent supporters, ruffians known locally as chemir, or ghosts. One barricade, a gang of about 20 young males, surrounds all who stop. An 18-year-old who declines to identify himself says his goal is to slow any attacks by rebels from the north, who have pledged to take Port-au-Prince by force unless President Aristide resigns. The youth says, if the rebels come, no matter what they do, we will defend ourselves any way we can. The gang allows this reporter to pass unharmed. Elsewhere in the city, other motorists are not so lucky. Many Aristide backers see the international community as conspiring to remove their president from office, and foreigners are increasingly coming under attack. Port-au-Prince's international airport, American missionary Rodney Smoker and his aged grandmother wait anxiously to board a flight out of Haiti after surviving a hair-raising encounter with the chemir.
Just coming to the airport, we went through a neighborhood, and they jumped on us. There's probably about 15, 20 guys. They jumped on our van and just rolling through all of our stuff, ripping open our stuff. Grandma was crying.
Mr. Smoker is abandoning Haiti after 18 years of missionary work. He says he is heartbroken and has come to wonder whether his efforts to bring a better life to Haiti's people have been in vain.
It's hard because, I mean, they have so much potential, they have so much love, they have character, but then there's the bitterness, just the hatred that's in them, it's in their hearts. That's what kills them. Sometimes I feel like, wow, is it even worth it?
Standing in line behind Mr. Smoker is another missionary, Irma Carr, who says she fears a bloodbath in Haiti between President Aristide's backers and opponents, with millions of innocent people caught in the crossfire.
I pray not, but there very well could be. Look at all the lives that have been taken already. I wouldn't be surprised. That's why we're leaving. Our church is evacuating us.
Though still in Port-au-Prince, Haitian and foreigner alike face the prospect of the complete dissolution of public security and a situation that grows more tense and desperate by the hour. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Port-au-Prince.